watching FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Shaw's headquarters in Dalton, and I'm with Herb Upton. Herb, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm good. So you're Vice President of Residential Product, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're doing this way because of the, you know, the social distancing, and most people aren't working. So we're going to kind of piece these together with your subject matter experts talking about different subjects, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, with our social distancing, taking these extra precautions, it's not your typical video clip. So we're having to do it and batch it together, but safety comes first.
I understand. And I'm looking at the parking lot. I guess a lot of your people are still working at home, right?
They are, but we're slowly getting people back to work. But we're taking those extra precautions. We've been very effective in the last 12 months. We're at a year anniversary of the onset of COVID.
Yeah.
So we've been productive, but as we get into April, we'll obviously watch and look at the trends, but we do see people and encouraging people to come back to work.
All right, so Herb, tell us how business has been in the residential side.
Well, business has been good, Kemp, but it comes with its challenges. Order rates in all channels, all segments have been very good on the residential front. Our Main Street and commercial side, we're starting to see some signs of life. But the challenges we are dealing with is raw material increases and obviously things going on with freight. We do rely on a global supply chain much like the rest of the industry. So we're navigating and pivoting where we need to be successful and take care of our customer.
So, you know, if we look at 20 compared to 19, some people are estimating that even though we had a terrible second quarter, that things rebounded enough to where the residential market might have been up 4 or 5%.
Absolutely.
So is that what you guys saw?
Absolutely. We saw the rebound happen in June and July, and we rode it for the rest of the year. It was not expected. We didn't know what we were going to go through when we, on the onset of March and April. But glad to say that all segments within residential have improved and maintaining that momentum into the beginning of the year. And the first 2 months have been very good.
And the mix between hard and soft, has that been kind of staying the same? Or
it has been. But I tell you, we're very bullish on our soft surface side of the business. We've seen increases in our volumes. And so we're very bullish as we go into. We're going to provide both hard and soft, and we're going to be the leader in the residential industry.
Well, it's good for you, too, because you are about $1 billion bigger in carpet than anybody else in the world, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We are the largest and proud of it.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us specifically when you talk about Shaw Floors, what are some of your strategic plans?
Well, if you look at it, Shaw Floors is our flagship brand. We've been delighting customers with products and services for 67 years. We have a product offering for everyone, for every stage of life, for every lifestyle. So our goal is to hit the masses and delight our customers both on hard and soft surfaces within residential.
And is it still home at last, the tagline?
That's correct. And we love that. It's especially, you know, some of us have been at home a good bit lately. And that's where we've seen some of those surges come in the remodeling and residential, both in hard and soft surfaces. So that's where we see actually carpet making some headway, is that people are remodeling their home, they're staying at home, they're there longer, they're working from home. It's more of their sanctuary now.
Uh-huh. All right, Herb, let's get to your subject matter experts when it comes to Shaw Floors.
Absolutely. So Shaw Floors, we're going to review two collections and more today, but we're going to have two of our design and product leaders. We're going to have John England, who's going to review hard surfaces and resilient. And then we're also going to have Teresa Tran talk about a new exciting offering on our Bolera performance carpet.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're here with John England, the director of hard surface product with Shaw Floors. John, how you doing?
Doing good. Kemp, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
You've just been with Shaw here for about a year, right?
Well, just under that, about 5 months. So it's been a fast and furious 5 months, I'd say that.
I've run into you in the past. It's good to see you. So tell us what's going on with Shaw Floors on the hard surface side.
Well, really in 2021, we had a focus, really three main areas. The first one being innovation, to maintain that position with Shaw in the resilient category specifically as that innovative leader that brings, you know, differentiation to the forefront. So in the resilient category specifically, we really are expanding our Floorte franchise and adding a new series to that, which we're calling Floorte Elite. And this is really an elite performance product that we believe we're bringing to the market. If you look at hard surfaces today, you know, each one of those categories has its main attribute. And with Floorte Elite, we believe that we're bringing a product to the forefront that really pulls on all of those attributes from different categories. So when you talk about hardwood. It's natural beauty that a consumer is drawn to. When you talk about ceramic tile, it's the rigidity of that product, and resilient, obviously, the waterproof aspect of it. Laminate historically has been the one that consumers love the scratch resistance performance from. So Florte Elite combines all of those aspects into one product that we can deliver to the market. And from a scratch protection standpoint, it's really unmatched with a 15-year Paul Defense technology is what we're calling it, warranty, really for focus on that pet aspect. So if you look at, you know, some different numbers out there, close to 60 or over 60% of families today own pets. You know, the demands on the house coming out of the pandemic, where we're living more of life on the floors, we believe this product really fits with the consumer and what they're after today.
Where does it fit from a good, better, best range?
It's definitely best to premium.
Oh,
so
it okay.
You know, its performance, what it delivers, also comes at a cost and a price, but we believe that value relationship to what it can deliver is really met.
And it's LVT. Is it SPC or WPC?
Yeah,
or?
So it's really its own new category.
Okay.
We're not sure, I say we're not sure where it fits. It has elements from all those different categories that we talked about. It's a PVC-free product, which, you know, if you think about that, it doesn't really fit in the resilient category respectively. But because of those different performance attributes, we wanted to put it inside the Florte franchise and give it its own, you know, own space. So that's why it's Florte Elite.
Mm-hmm. And when will it be available in the market?
So this is shipping now. Displays are currently shipping right now. So all of it is out and readily available.
Okay, so does that handle all of hard surface for shelf floors?
It doesn't. So, you know, we in the Florte, we'll stick inside Florte, you know, another aspect that we're bringing to the forefront this year is around our Florte Classic series, which is our WPC collection. But really looking at how we can make subtle enhancements that have a substantial impact. And one of the things we've done this year is introduce the natural bevel aspect to Pantheon HD Natural Bevel is the product that we're launching. But, you know, if you walk back in history, laminate was a big product. And when the pressed bevel aspect was added to laminate, it really took off and had a lot of perceived value and just gave a clean picture in installation. So we've added that to our WPC platforms and really excited about that. It's had great reviews at our product shows and a lot of the presentations that our sales force is out with today.
All right, so that knocks out the WPC. What's going on? Is there engineered hardwood? Is there anything new there?
There is some hardwood. So our big focus this year is going to be on Made in America. So, you know, we have facilities across the country that support our business. We have an import business or sourcing business as well. But this year, a big focus is around Made in America, especially with all the challenges that we see from a sourcing perspective across the globe today with containers and different availability. So the focus is going to be on Made in America from Shaw.
Mm-hmm. All right, John. So that's what's going on with Shaw on the Shaw floor side of
it. It is. And that's you know, we talked about Made in America with hardwood. We also have that in our resilient categories as well. So assets in Northwest Georgia and some contract relationships that are coming out of the ground in Northwest Georgia. So we'll have a larger portfolio of Made in America products in the resilient category as well.
All right, John, thanks for the update. Again, been talking to John England about Shaw Floors hard surface offerings, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net. So Teresa, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Kemp, for having me today.
Teresa Tran, you've been here 25 years, right?
I have been. I just celebrated my 25 years in January, so big milestone.
And you're VP of Shaw Floors in the retail channel.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us what's, you're going to talk mostly about the soft side of Shaw Floors, right?
I am.
Okay. What's new with that?
Well, so many exciting things, but really, you know, as we approach 2021, we really had to look back on 2020 and see what was really all the things that we learned, right? 2020 was an extraordinary year, as we all know. But kind of going into 2021, we want to look at things differently. So when we say that, it's looking at products, as you know, in 2020, we introduced all of our products and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
So really, products didn't land in store until probably late summer, early fall.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to be cognizant in the fact that a lot of these products didn't land in their showroom floor. So we want to come back, make sure that we revisit that, and then look at the portfolio. So going into 2021, we want to be really, really impactful. meaning we want to look at and go, okay, how can we do this strategically? So we launched what we call our phased approach. And this is really for all of our brands, but within Shaw Floors, what we're trying to do is look at it and go, okay, if we introduce bite-sized pieces in waves, then our retailer can really actually look at their portfolio. What's good in stocking? What's a product that's great for their retail floor? And fill in portfolio gaps within their showroom floor. Rather than sometimes when you come to these markets, there's a lot to see and a lot to remember. And then sometimes the products have a hard time finding their space on the floor because it's months down the road. This phase approach allows products to land in store within 30 to 45 days after looking at the product. So that's really, really exciting for us.
Teresa, you talk about an extraordinary, I think was the word you used, year 2020. The consumer actually came to life, right, in the second half. And what were they, you know, did you see an uptick in price points? Did you see a shift in styling on what they were seeking? Or what did you see out there in the market?
You know, we actually are very blessed to be in the floor covering, because you're right. After this whole approach, you know, the meaning of home really shifted as consumers found their ways that every room in their house is important. So we found an uptick in both hard surface and soft surfaces, but also there was a really positive increase in soft surface because of the noise levels, right? They wanted something warm to sit on and use their space for homeschooling or whatever that is. But the interesting thing is that we found that the consumer was upgrading more. We found that in our, you know, mid to premium space, we saw a huge double-digit increase, which is very, very promising. Mm-hmm. So that's the trend that we saw, is consumers really want, they know what they want. They want something that differentiates their home, and they're willing to pay for it.
Okay, so we're seeing carpet in more areas of the home now. That's good to hear.
Yes.
So specifically the new styles that you want to spotlight for at least this first phase, you've got some on the nylon side and some in polyester as well, right?
Absolutely. And again, our first introduction for phase one we felt was very balanced. We have 7 new introductions for foundations in our Anso platform. And really what you have is you have Harmonious 1, 2, and 3. And it's more of a bright tonal, so a little bit spin-off on our regular tonals that have been really, really popular in 3 different weights and cut piles. Then you have two loops that we introduce called Faint Intent and Naturalistic. This product is one of our favorites because it reminds you of that nubby warm sweater. And it's that tonal visual, so again, you get that wool look in a nylon. So it's soft to the touch, soft to the feel, in 2 distinct patterns. So we love that those two products. And then we round out the collection with 2 products called Alluring Canvas and Fine Tapestry. And again, looking at patterns differently, small scale, where it can become a rug, or really wall to wall. And all of our products really came from this craft vision, you know, the feeling of home. And so we're very, very excited to launch these collections.
Tell us about the Simply the Best product.
Wonderful, thank you. So when we launched our Simply the Best Values collection several years ago, it has taken off very, very successfully. So this year we came back and we said, you know, we want to fill in the gaps with some of our loop visuals. So we introduced 3 new loops within this collection. The first is called Iconic Way. And all these products, as simple as they are, were inspired by the craft story. So you have Iconic Way, which is inspired by embroidered stitchery. So when you look at it, it has these long, elongated coil visuals. And then you have Frame View, which was inspired by the block photo making. All right, so when we talk about, there's a balance between the negative and positive space that gives you the design. And then of course we round out with Loop de Loop, which again is a simple loop, but again it was inspired by macro photography, which kind of brings up all these elements, organic elements, and takes you to the finest of details. And so with these 3 new loops, it rounds out our collection in Simply the Best Values.
With a name like Simply the Best, is it on the upper end of the good, better, best?
It actually, the wonderful thing is it's really our value line.
Okay.
Because we're telling the consumer that even if with a value budget friendly, right, is that they don't have to sacrifice on style and design. So today the product has 37 products. So it's a wide array of styles. And again, which is exciting because as phase one products are landing in store now, we're going to turn around in April and start with phase two. So very, very exciting.
Are patterns selling a little bit more than just kind of the, what do you, you know, this accent and the shirt, this, you know, the kind of the base? What are you seeing, more accent or more base?
You know, we're seeing a rise, of course, in cut pile tonals, extraordinary increase. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing a large increase on small scale patterns. And I think because bold patterns are wonderful, they're beautiful as rugs, but sometimes it's hard to commit to those bold patterns. So I think having these small script patterns allows the consumer to put it as a rug, wall to wall, down their hallway or anywhere in the house.
All right, Teresa, thanks for the update. Again, been talking to Teresa Tran here at Shaw's headquarters, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.